Hello, my name is Father Andrew Apostoli. I'm a member of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal, and I'd like to greet you with a little greeting of St. Francis. May the Lord give you his peace. Today on Faith Matters, we want to speak about the third beatitude. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You know, if there's any virtue that's misunderstood, it's the virtue of meekness. People think it not only sounds like the word weakness, but it means weakness. But there's nothing further from the truth. A meek person is really someone who has strength. You know, the Greek word for meekness is made up of two words that mean strong as iron and gentle as a feather. And that really sums up what a meek person is. See, it's different than a timid person. A timid person is afraid to express themselves, maybe afraid people are not going to like them or people are going to react. A meek person has the strength to be honest and truthful, but also has the patience to control any anger, annoyance that sometimes happens when people upset us or they intrude in our space or make unexpected demands on our time or our attention, our comfort. You know, sometimes we walk around with a lot of annoyance. People, you know, I always say people walk around like Mount St. Helens. They're ready to blow up. And they need meekness. Because meekness helps us to keep that anger under control so that we can react in difficult circumstances, trying circumstances, or with difficult people. We can act with the kindness and gentleness of Christ. Meekness comes from respect and out of love. We respect the other person. We also respect ourselves. So we try to act according to the dignity we have as a child of God and respect that dignity in others. And in meekness, we sort of win the hearts of others. St. Francis de Sales, who's called the meek saint, used to say, "You'll attract a lot more bees with an ounce of honey than a barrel of vinegar." That's a meek person. May the Lord give you his peace.